People always laugh when I say Strom. You remember Strom Thurmond? Strom Thurmond was the senator from South Carolina. He had been a segregationist many years ago. Then he ended up being in the Senate. He was there until he was like 116 years old or something. They're like, dust him off and wheel him out. It's kind of like Weekend at Bernie's at the Capitol. Senator Thurmond, how do you feel about gay marriage? You could actually see the wires on C-SPAN. I'm not kidding. So, but there's this great story about Strom Thurmond. They were talking about sodomy laws. Now, many of you don't realize that before the Supreme Court struck down sodomy laws in 2003 in Lawrence versus Texas, that is, laws against sodomy, the dozen-odd states that had such laws generally applied them to both anal sex and oral sex. A lot of people didn't realize they applied to oral sex. And about half of those states made the laws apply both to homosexual sodomy and heterosexual sodomy. So there were these laws on the books against heterosexual oral sex, and as well as heterosexual anal sex and things like this. And this got brought up in this congressional debate. It's like, you know, these laws, I mean, heterosexual people do these things too. And Strom Thurmond actually stood up, which is no small feat. He stood up and said, no, they don't! Suddenly I understood why that man was so cranky. I don't want you to lose the serious point embedded in all of this, which is the following. When we're talking about homosexual activity, we are talking about a wide range of experiences, often the very same kinds of experiences that heterosexual people have sexually. And to try to define people in terms of one particular sexual act is such a reductionistic picture of people's experience, and it really gives us a false view. I've been talking about arguments that suggest that homosexuality is wrong because it's harmful to the people who engage in gay and lesbian relationships. But sometimes people say that homosexuality is wrong not because of what it does to gay and lesbian people, but because of what it does to the larger society. And we hear lots of claims about this. Homosexuality is a threat to the moral fabric of our country. It's a threat to the nation's infrastructure.